أعوذ بالله السميع العليم. Our esteemed listeners and the entire Muslim Ummah, we shall listen to the tafsir, the translation of the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan of the year 1441 after the Hijrah of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the month of April 2020, by Sheikh Khidr Abdullahi Maraya and the reciter Malam Sani Musa Malami. We are in the translation of the Surah Al-Baqarah. Akramakallah, Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Mataluhum kamathalil ladzi istawqada naran falamma adaa'at ma hawlahu zahaba Allahu binurihim wa tarakahum fi dhulumatin la yubsirun.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والقاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Esteemed listeners, I greet you by saying Assalamu Alaikum. This Quranic interpretation comes to you on this very famous FM radio station, courtesy of its chief executive officer, Malam Ahmad Isa, in relation to the memory of his late father, Malam Isa Muhammad. We implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to show mercy on his gentle soul and to enrich him with the prime paradise in the hereafter. With regards to the sponsor, we earnestly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless everything of His. Yesterday, we stopped at where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling us about some of the features of the hypocrites who inhabited the city of Medina during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, they co-inhabited that very famous city together with the messenger and his companions. Inshallah, the tafsir continues now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. These hypocrites who co-inhabited the city of Medina together with the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and his companions, their likeness is as the likeness of someone who kindled a fire in order to see what was around them, in order to feel safe, in order to keep warm in a very cold weather. But when it lighted what was around him, فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ, when the light he lit, lighted what was around him, and he saw what occupied the environment he was living at that material time, in a very cold weather, Zahaballahu binurihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Zahaballahu binurihim. Allah took away their light and left them in darkness. Zahaballahu binurihim. Allah took away their light. Watarakahum. And left them in darkness. Ab initio, the person lighted a light by kindling a fire. After seeing all that was around them, after starting keeping warm in the cold weather, after feeling safe, because he was able to notice all that was around them, all of a sudden, Allah took away the light and left them in utter darkness. Zahaballahu binurihim wa tarakahum fi zulumatin la yusirun, so that they could not see again what was around them, so that they could not continue keeping warm, so that they could not continue feeling safe. In that very situation, definitely this individual would be very, very afraid of the situation. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the hypocrites who lived in the city of Medina together with the messenger of Allah and his companions were always jittery of what was going to happen to them, because they knew that their act of concealment of belief and revealing faith was not in tandem with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. They knew they were transgressing. That was why they were in persistent fear. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coining a similitude with a view to telling us and also enlightening us about a principal feature of the hypocrites wherever they are found. They are always very, very fearful because they know that their act is laden with transgression. Some of the lessons we could deduce from this verse are as follows. One, importance of light. By mentioning here that someone kindled a fire with a view to seeing what was around them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here underscores the importance of light. Therefore, government should do all that it could to ensure the transmission and distribution of electricity in our country, because light is very important in life. If there is no light in any society, small-scale industries will not grow. Hence, many people will not get employed. Because when businesses are on generating units, in most of their hours of operation, the profit they will acquire would be very, very minimal. And hence, it will be very difficult for the proprietors of such businesses to employ further sets of employees. So this verse emphasizes the importance of light, in other words, electricity, contemporarily. It also emphasizes the importance of keeping warm whenever the weather is very chilled, whenever the weather is very cold. One should do all that they can to ensure that they keep warm, because keeping warm is very important to health. The verse also underscores the importance of watching one's surroundings with a vigilant eye. Always try to keep an eye on what is transpiring in your immediate environment, so that you would not get harmed from any quarters. مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا نَعَمْ سُمٌّ بُكْمٌ
سُمٌّ بُكْمٌ
عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ. Prior to the word سُمٌّ, there was a deletion, a grammatical deletion, because it is permitted in the Arabic language. In other words, it is permitted as far as the Quranic science is concerned for some words to be deleted with a view to shortening a verse, with a view to providing the reciters and those who are looking for the interpretation of the verses with an opportunity to understand the sayings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfactorily. Like in this case, summun bukumun umyun fahum la yarji'un. From the word summun up to the last word yarji'un serves as a predicate of the statement, of the Quranic statement. The subject has been deleted, and the deleted subject is whom. Hence, as far as interpretation of this verse is concerned, one should interpret it in such a way that whom would be interpreted, despite the fact that it has not been mentioned here apparently. Whom? They, summon, they are deaf. They lack the ability to hear anything. They are deaf. They lack the power of hearing. Whatever you tell them, they will hear it if it is not truth, if it is not a matter of faith, if it is not a matter that concerns the messenger of Allah, they would hear it. In other words, they would adhere strictly to it. Bukmun, they are also dumb. They lack the power to speak. They don't speak the truth. They could say anything but the truth. That is why here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are dumb. Because whoever has only the capacity to speak anything but the truth is tantamount to someone who is dumb. Summun bukum an umiyun, they are blind. They don't see the truth. They lack the ability to see the truth. They feel everything but the truth. Summun bukum an umiyun, fahum la yarji'un, fahum la yarji'un. Consequently, la yarji'un, they will not return to the straight path. They will not accept the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that they will not return to the straight path as if they had earlier accepted the straight path. By saying that, Allah implies that when He was to create them together with all other members of the human family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala received a covenant from us that when we came to this earth, we would definitely worship Him. So that is why Allah here says, with a view to reminding them of the covenant He received from us before even our creation, in terms of our body creation, that we should worship Him alone when we came to the earth. But these hypocrites discarded that covenant. They failed to redeem that pledge. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying that they would never return to the straight path. It implies here that anyone who has accepted the guidance from the Messenger of Allah, they have now returned to the path which they had earlier pledged to follow prior to the creation of our human body. Summun bukumun umyum fahum la yarji'un. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is affirming that one of the features of the hypocrites, wherever they are, is that they lack the ability, they lack the power to hear truth. They don't want you to tell them the truth. What they are only interested in is to tell them what will be on the basis of their whims and caprices. Another feature of theirs is that they are dumb. They lack the power to speak the truth. They lack the power to speak good. They only speak bad. That is why the Messenger of Allah says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." He who believes in Allah and the last day should say what is good, or they should alternatively keep quiet. In their own case, they don't keep quiet, the hypocrites, wherever you have come across them. But they don't speak the truth. They don't speak something that is good. They only speak something that is bad, or something that is a transgression in the sight of Allah and His Messenger. One of the lessons we could deduce from this Quranic verse is the importance of the sense organs. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks of hearing, He equally talks of speaking the truth, He talks of also the sense of seeing, because He talks of they being blind. Your sense organ of hearing, the ear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that sense organ for free. Likewise, the sense organ of seeing, That is the eye. The two eyes have been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free of charge, for free. Also the tongue, despite the fact that the tongue comes here second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala underscores its importance too. Your ability to speak the truth is done with your tongue. And it also helps you to determine whether something is sweetened or otherwise. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three sense organs. Therefore, another lesson is that we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enriching us with the organs. If one loses their sense of hearing, no matter how rich they are, they could not get as fair one to purchase. Once one have lost their eyes, there is nowhere on this planet where they could get a spare eye, or where they could get the eyes as spare parts. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you cannot get it elsewhere as far as hearing is concerned, as far as seeing is concerned, as far as also tasting is concerned, also as far as feeling is concerned, although it is not mentioned here, its sense organ is the skin. If you also lose your tongue due to an accident, for instance, no matter how wealthy you are, you cannot get a spare tongue to purchase across the globe. If it were to be found, you could purchase that tongue for billions of naira if you have. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm reiterating, has given the sense organs to us. He has endowed us with the sense organs for free. What do we do with a view to thanking him? What do we do is to follow his instructions. Whatever he says we should do, we should do it according to our capacity. Whatever he says we should abstain, we should do all that we can to ensure that we abstain from it. By so doing, we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this unequaled and unrivaled generosity.
أو كسيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين.
أو كسيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the coining of the similitude of the hypocrites. He says, "Aw kasayyibin min as-sama'i," or their likeness, that is the hypocrite, or their likeness is as the likeness of some people experiencing a torrential rain falling from the sky. Their similitude could also be equated with that of some people who are experiencing a torrential rain falling from the sky. أو كسيب من السماء فيه ظلمات And in the rain there was darkness. The rain was coming down alongside darkness. That means there was utter darkness when the rain was falling. فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَبَرْقٌ. There was also thunder. فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَبَرْقٌ أَوْكَسَ بِمِنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعَدٌ وَرَعَدٌ رَعَدٌ thunder وَبَرْقٌ and lightning. Allah is coining a similitude of their situation, that they are always very, very jittery. It's just like some people who are experiencing a torrential rain falling from the sky, and there is darkness, there is thunder, there is lightning. يَجَعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. Consequently, they are thrusting their fingertips in their ears, hadhar al-maut, due to the yaj'aluna asabi'ahum fi azanihim min as-sawa'iqi, due to the thunder clap. They want to prevent the thunder clap, the sound of the thunder, from reaching their ears. Hence they have decided to be thrusting their fingertips in their ears in order not to hear the thunder clap. Hazar al-maut, for fear of death. Wallahu muhidun bil kafirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu Allah muhidun bil kafirin, encompasses the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses them by knowing them wherever they are. He is also very sensible of them. He is also equally very mindful of them. Hence, he encompasses them. They can't escape him. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coins another similitude, emphasizing that the hypocrites who co-inhabited the city of Medina together with the Messenger of Allah and his companions were always very afraid of what was going to befall them, because they knew what they were doing was a very severe transgression. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coins a similitude. He likens them with some people who are experiencing a torrential rain that comes alongside darkness, thunder, and lightning. You know, in that very situation, you will be very, very afraid of what is going to befall you. So that is how they were. And they were also thrusting their fingertips in their ears, because they didn't want the thunder clap to get into their ears. Hence, those who lived in the city of Medina, the hypocrites who lived in the city of Medina together with the Messenger of Allah, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a fresh Quranic verse to the Messenger of Allah, the hypocrites would become jittery, because they would be thinking that the newly revealed verse was going to ask the Messenger of Allah to sanction them. So they were always very, very afraid of new revelations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he encompasses the disbelievers. He knows where they are. They cannot escape his punishment. And wherever they are, they must pass away one day. And afterwards, they are definitely going to be subjected to the eternal judgment. They can't escape. From this verse, we could deduce a lot of lessons. One, the verse implies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omniscient. He knows everything. There is nothing that is unknown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows everything. He equally knows everyone. He knows everything about you. In the same vein, He knows everything about everything. He is omniscient. The verse also showcases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipresent. He is present anywhere. Wherever you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. This signposts to us that we should always try to do something that is good only. Because wherever we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And wherever people are, if they are two, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the third. If they are three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fourth. If they are less than two, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still is with the person. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipresent. He is also omnipotent. That means His power is limitless. He has power over everyone. He equally has power over everything. And His power knows no limitation. He is omnipotent. Yakadu al-baruku.
Yakadu al-baruku yakbahu abasarahum kullama adaa lahum mashawfi. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَقْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُم مَّشَوْا فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إن الله على كل شيء قدير يكاد البرق يطفو أبصارهم. When we were translating the immediate past Quranic verse, we made mention of lightning. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says يكاد البرق, that lightning almost snatched away their seeing. Those people who were experiencing the torrential rain nearly or almost had their seeing been snatched by that lightning. يَكَادِ الْبَرْقُ يَقْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ. Whenever the lightning flashed for them, whenever the lightning provided light for them, Mashawfi, they would walk in it. Because they were seeing all that was within their environment. وَإِذَا أَزْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. But when it brought darkness to them at that material time, قَامُوا, they stopped. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, had Allah wished, لَزَهَبَ بِسَمْئِهِمْ, He would have taken away their hearing. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَزَهَبَ بِسَمْئِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ, and He would have also taken away their sight. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah says, verily Allah has power over everything, and His power, as I said earlier, is limitless. His power is infinite. Hence He has power over everything, and nothing has power over Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same vein, no one has power over Him subhanahu wa ta'ala.